The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Hello, and we are back with Project Independence and You radio show. I'm here with the fabulous Otto Loos. John Ryan had to step away for a little, but he will be back. And we just recapping holidays. And 2020 has certainly been quite a year for all of us. But, you know, this show, we're talking about the wonderful things that the positives and ways to kind of reframe and look at 2020, I think, is the overall message. And Otto had mentioned that, you know, when we come back, we'll be in 2021. Our first show back will be January, our first live show back, I should say, will be January 8th. And I want to touch upon, you know, just some things that are coming in 2021. We have Shari Baton, who is our senior mobility manager over at Project Independence. She's going to discuss winter driving safety and preparedness. We are going to have on James Kane on January 15th. He is a retired deputy chief of the FDNY, and he's going to discuss fire and home safety preparedness for seniors. On January 22nd, we have on Oscar Michelin, who is an attorney, who's actually going to discuss something which I'm so interested in, is the fight to reverse wrongful convictions, which is should certainly going to be an interesting segment. On January 29th, we have on Matt Castillo, who is a martial arts instructor. He's going to talk about getting in shape physically and mentally for 2021. And then on February 5th, we have on the fabulous supervisor, Judy Bosworth, who is going to actually give us her recap of the state of the town for 2021. February 12th, we have a repeat show because we are off that day. But then we're going to be back on February 19th with Town Clerk Wayne Wink, and he's going to talk about all the office updates there and the Valentine's Day special that he does. And on February 26th, we have on one of my personal favorites is Barbara Feldman, who is going to discuss organizing and decluttering for 2021. So it's quite the diverse. That's just 2 months into 2021. And I have to say, I'm pretty impressed with the diversity of topics that we will have on the show. So I really hope people check it out, because, you know, what's nice about this show is that it's kind of evolved into our very own talk show, you know, where we get to have on it. Obviously, there's a lot of senior-based issues, but it's really a community-based show, which is exciting. You know, it's something that everyone can get something out of.
I have a topic that has nothing to do with what we just talked about. Mm-hmm. It has to do with an experience that a friend of mine had this past week with urgent care. Okay. And I'm not knocking urgent care. Don't get mm-hmm. this wrong. Mm-hmm. He and his wife had a problem. So he and his wife went to one urgent care place, mm-hmm. and there was a line out the door because people were getting COVID tested. So right. It was a 3-hour wait. Mm-hmm. They went to another urgent care and there was nobody there, but they went inside and they said it's a 3-hour wait. So apparently they had appointments. So where I'm going with this is, because of COVID testing, a lot of urgent care places are in trouble. They're not in trouble, but they are lined out the door or have appointments for COVID testing. Yesterday I was with my doctor just for a normal mm-hmm. checkup thing. And this discussion came up, and what she pointed out was that with a lot of doctors now, if you have a situation where you have a bad throat or whatever, you can do telemed with the doctor mm-hmm. in lieu of urgent care. So what I'm saying is, a suggestion is that maybe your doctor, and I can't speak for every doctor, mm-hmm. Is able to do that. And if that's the case, then that's an option to urgent care, which is why I'm bringing it up.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And I think that's important, you know, and that's something that certainly I think was, you know, took people to get used to, you know, during this COVID thing, a lot of things kind of transferred over to this telemed, you know, virtual doctorate visit thing. And obviously that works for some things you're able to do and certain things obviously you can't. But I think having that kind of in the, you know, scope of things in your little, you know, suitcase of possible options, I think is really, really good. So thank you for bringing that up. And that is certainly an important topic. You know, I remember a few years back we had on a show, and I can't remember, I have to find who the speaker was, but it was, you know, kind of like, when do you go to urgent care? When do you go here? You know, it was all these different things. But I think especially during this time, that's an important topic to kind of revisit, you know.
Well, the situation is different right now. You know, they have things that they never worked about on before. They didn't worry about COVID testing. Now they do COVID testings, most of them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's important. Like I said, you know, we always stress on the show, always ask your doctor, because like we said, we can't speak for everyone. Everyone's got their own kind of thing, but ask their opinion on different things and kind of which way to go. So that's, thank you, Otto, for bringing that up. That was certainly good. You know, and I really want to remind people to always call 311-869-6311, because it is so important to, we have all the information there. A special shout out to our 311 call center. I mean, these call takers are just phenomenal, and the influx of calls that come in. And, you know, I'm excited that our first show back, I will have all, you know, my stats for 2020, which is always my favorite thing, because it's just a reminder of the impact that you're having. So I will, you know, they're just amazing, and they have all the information, the call center that we give them. It's, we call it, you know, the brother sister relationship of the town North Hempstead. So a special shout out to them, because it's
great. Did the town or Project Independence get many phone calls about the snow?
Well, I could actually speak directly on that, because I was the one covering the SR system.
Shoveling.
So I was very, you know, nervous. I was the coverage for this whole week for the SR system. So I was very nervous about that. You know, I was waking up. That's always my stress. I'll wake up. I shoot up in the morning, like, please, like, let there not be anything. And I think one of the positives, because that's what we're finding, you know, during this show, is that a lot of people aren't leaving their house as often, you know, because of COVID and different restrictions or whatnot. So I felt people weren't as freaked out about the snow, you know, because it was like, all right, I'm home. All right, like, whatever, it'll melt, you know, kind of thing. So we only really had a handful of calls about people asking about snow shoveling. And our fabulous social workers and nurses, based upon what area they're in, you know, have different, they'll call and kind of give some suggestions. You know, it's a problem that we... forever is a difficult situation, is snow shoveling. But, you know, we really try and figure out kind of solutions, whatever it might be. And unfortunately, I wish there was some magical organization that was able to do it. But the problem with snow is that it's very difficult for people to get out and over to you unless, you know, they're being compensated for something. So, but social workers have worked everyone through. You know, and I have to give a special shout out to our social workers and nurses, because they just blow me away and amaze me every day, because they are really the ones who are the heart and soul. And it was last week, I believe, we had two of them on our show, and they really, as soon as we hear a storm is coming, you know, we become like professionals over at Project Independence. We're like the little engine that could, and we immediately, all hands on deck, look and call. They call through the nurses and social workers to, especially their vulnerable constituents, to just reach out to them and let them know the storm is coming, make sure they're prepared. You know, our transportation program with Shari and Rebecca kind of coordinated to get different people to shop earlier and to coordinate those dates with the taxi cabs. And it's so amazing to really sit back and see, you know, as soon as we got warning, it was like, all right, boom, it's game time. Let's, you know, get this all sorted out and really prepare, because that is something that is so important to Project Independence that we cannot preach enough, is really preparedness, because we all know, and this is any circumstance in your life, you know, so whether it's weather or medical or just daily life, when you prepare for something, it just makes life so much easier than trying to figure it out when you're in the height of the emergency situation. And of course, Otto, you are an exemplary example of doing that.
Well, the circle of support, as you know, I'm a big proponent of and will be pushing that it be digitized somewhere along the line in 2021. That did come up last week with the Kelly and
Krista. Krista and Kelly.
Right. And the fact that it's a valuable tool to prepare for circumstances. Mm-hmm. And those who are not familiar with it, we can repeat it again. Yeah. There's a form called the Circle of Support, which is a very valuable document, really. It's not a legal document. It's just a document where you fill out answers to questions about who should you talk to, or who are your local contacts from your church or your temple or whatever. And it's good information that should be documented for family members or a neighbor who might help you out.
Absolutely. You know, and I think it's important to note too with that is it's like an ongoing document, you know, because I think a lot of times people get bogged down by thinking, oh my God, I'm not filling this out. I don't have all the answers. You know, I mean, how many times have we seen, listen, in my family alone, I know there's plenty of people there. Oh, no, I can't do that now. I don't know how to, you know, it's procrastination. But I think with to stress with the circle of support is, listen, you sit down with the document, you fill in what you can. And then the most important thing about the document is that it shows you where there are gaps. You know, because when you actually look at something written out, I'm a firm believer, listen, even though we're in 2020, I'm the queen of still having to write things down and cross things off and have lists, because I think there's nothing better than, you know, the feeling of that you actually, you know, accomplished something, you know, and figured it out. I mean, please, you should see the list. Santa has nothing on Christina Lou with the amount of lists that I was, you know, pulling out for the holidays. But, you know, with the circle of support, I think it's really good. And if you see, you know, a gap, I don't know who I would call on this, or I don't have this number. You know, that's something that a social worker and a nurse from Project Independence can sit with you and help figure out, you know, so I think it's more of a reflection tool and to not, and I want to tell people, like, don't feel, oh, I have to have all the information, you know, in, you know, all set before I fill this out. No, it's quite the opposite, actually.
So. Well, you know, there are a lot of people, you do not have to be just a senior, frankly.
Yes, absolutely.
You can be 40 years old and single, living alone. Anybody who's living alone should really have that circle of support completed, no matter how old you are, because there's
absolutely
there's horror stories in every age bracket.
Exactly, 100%. So I think it's just something important to do. And like I said, you just call 311 or 869-6311, and you could get that. And we are at another break. We are just flying through this show. We will be back with the last segment of the Talk of the Town, aka the Christina Lou Show. But we will be back after this.